There's also a posted excerpt from a previous show, the January 17, 2016, which I hope you had a chance to listen to as well. I put it up there to help us think through the recurring question that we're asking, which is going to keep recurring until we grow beyond it. Why do we defer to keepers? Allow ourselves to be directed against what our bodies want to do. This excerpt, Conscious of Class Trauma, speaks to those inner dynamics. The inner dynamics that explain, until we come together and heal those wounds of class, why we continue to defer to keepers. And it speaks to the need for us to discuss with openness the issue of coercion. We'll be returning to that notion of the critical, strategic element of being open in what we do for a variety of reasons. Having to do with exorcising those early childhood demons, that fear of losing the parents' love. And when we address this issue of coercion openly, we confront the residual rage left to fester in us from the inculcation of obedience. Were it not for this training and the control of the thoughts to which we have access, the suppression of our needed ancestors, Karl Popper and Alice Miller particularly, we would long since have recognized that force and happiness are opposites, because freedom is our inherent nature. I mean, really, that is just too incredibly obvious. To this day, the official punditry, including all scholarship that's allowed currency in the public discourse, attempts to continuously reinforce Plato's definitions of justice, altruism, and happiness, and, as Popper says, preclude or at least shield the eyes of youth from the consideration of definitions that put the individual first. Putting the individual first, the only way we can live our gifts and so be authentically happy and just to our fellows, expresses the opposite of class, of a society premised on rule, on utilizing the state, shadow, and official as means to fix in place hierarchical divisions between us. But the shadow state needs shadow troops, we have pointed out. And each one of us has been recruited, and each one of us has been denied the truth. So when Popper said that the gleam of Plato's scheme may dim in time to those in his tribe, that new ideas and ideals, new information could arrive, and this is Proudhon's point and Nicholas, about how we progress as human beings authentically, without force. And that what had appeared the ideal state to the people who made the original blueprint may not appear so to their successors. We should have taken more time with that suggestion, particularly given Alice, given Nicola, given Karl himself, Karl Popper, for Shakespeare's point must be fully credited to much happens that is not immediately evident. And that our entrapment in this moment is almost solely a function of not seeing the trap, their scheme for checking, punishing, and eliminating the disobedient and weeding the redundant. From child rearing to high-tech Auschwitz, this scheming extends. We can't be made puppets once we see what they're doing to us. The assault with electromagnetic force weapons, EMF, on me is obviously not isolated punishing. There are many, many others power believes it must, quote unquote, check. And not everyone targeted has lost their lives because of it. Its use on me has led me to see that power's employment of this strategy, at least up to now, is almost casual. I and many others continue to endure this punishment and in most cases, because we've not made it safe to talk about it, are forced into silence. But their use of EMF weapons against us is a secret hidden in plain sight. I mean, I imagine you can still find, and please let me know if this is not the case, copies of Margaret Cheney's book, Man Out of Time, which concludes the very end of it in her interview in 1980 or so with the Pentagon. They were speaking guardedly. I mean, she was reading in some of their publications about their plans for a space battleship and that they had built on Nikola Tesla's work. Of course, they didn't own that. They were responsible for its going missing. And I'm more and more convinced a lot of it went missing long before he died. And that Nikola says he had perfected this weapon in 1934, they had it then. From what we know of how this shadow state operates, there's no way he could publicly say he had such a thing and they not have it as well, one way or another. That's how these guys work, if not long before, because we recall 20 years. They'd been working side by side, hand in hand with him. So this is a secret hidden in plain sight, kept hidden by their almost total control of the media needed to further discussion. So what I mean by that is, you know, we can one by one happen upon Man Out of Time by Margaret Cheney, but how do we have that discussion on KPFA, on Democracy Now? The development by Nikola Tesla of this weapon, and in whose hands would it obviously be held? And the Pentagon's not secretive about having such a weapon. HARP, I can't offhand say what that acronym stands for, harmonic something, 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 that they've been playing with using the varying frequencies as a weapon for a long time. But as to using it extra-legally on U.S. citizens, that requires discussion. That requires pressure from we the people. And if we were allowed even to discuss the MO of power over the millennia, that would be sufficient for all of us to be very certain that they're using it secretly to eliminate opposition to whatever they want to do. Power does, they don't have the kind of self-control involved with holding on to something that they can use without repercussions and get rid of folk who are in their way. That ain't who they are. And we know that in our hearts or consciously even. So EMF weaponry is an open secret kept hidden by their control of the media, by what discussions we are allowed to have, because we need discussions to develop our understanding broad scale as a people and to expose to our awareness all these suppressions. And we've been listing a whole bunch required for us to reclaim our authenticness, kept hidden, therefore, by power's firm hand on our leashes. EMF weaponry is an open secret known to everyone, quote unquote, but we the people. What do we feel about that? To use social work language.